that broadcast back, there would be some things contained in that broadcast not dissimilar from today.
Yeah, well, my mother recorded it, bless her heart, because I didn't know any better. When you're 14, you don't think about that sort of stuff. I still have it.
And
it was terrible. Absolutely.
You've got to be kidding me. You didn't say anything in there about Joe Biden.
Was he around 30 years ago? Yeah, I guess he was.
No question about it.
What's coming up on your show today, gentlemen?
Oh, man, it's chock-a-block. We got Bob Petrakis in the first hour. He's running for governor. He's the Green Party candidate in Ohio. And Chris Lehane, who's a political spin doctor that the mayor knows. Bob Summerbee will be joining us. Bruce Brugman and David Spark with the Spark Minute will be in the last hour.
All of that right here following 1 hour of news provided by a man who's been doing it since 1976.
Ooh, I feel old now. I probably shouldn't have brought it up. All right, guys, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Thanks.
Well, we know how old you are.
Yeah, okay. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital and bringing it every morning. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
The Bay Area is home to some of the most recognizable bridges in the world. However, it could be argued that investments in seismic upgrades, capacity, and normal replacement is anything but recognizable.
There's an awful lot of bridges that need to be taken care of.
That's Mike Kincaid of the American Society of Civil Engineers. The Bay Bridge, the Richmond-San Rafael, the Carquinez, Benicia, and Golden Gate bridges are all undergoing seismic retrofit work. Work at times that has been behind schedule and way over budget. The new eastern span of the Bay Bridge is nearly a decade behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. That, according to Tom Holzman, CEO of the Associated General Contractors of California, is costing people who drive thousands of dollars a year.
Automobile repairs have increased dramatically because of poor road conditions and a lot of time spent idling, which is hard on engines as well. People are paying in the thousands of dollars more annually in terms of both gas for maintenance and repair to their vehicle from potholes and poor roads.
Much has been made for the lengthy delays of the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge, from political maneuvering from San Francisco and Oakland mayors, to indecisiveness from three governors, to a welding scandal, to a bed and breakfast on Treasure Island, to the United States Navy, and finally to the merry-go-round of designs. Bill Hawk with the California Business Roundtable says enough is enough.
It's time to get back on the track of investing in these facilities so that people and goods can move, because if that can't happen, California comes to a stop economically.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, It's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
704-960 The Quake. This report brought to us by Mattress Discounters. Our peninsula problems are as follows. Shopping carts sitting in the right lane of 280 northbound, the 92 interchange, in Daly City on 280 southbound after Hickey. It's a car on fire. It's out of the lanes on the shoulder now. A little bit slow on the East Shore Freeway coming up through Berkeley to the Maze. A van into the guardrail a little while ago. It's at the Ashby Avenue off-ramp. San Jose stall on the Kirtner off-ramp from the Guadalupe Parkway northbound. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. Now the backup to by Grand Avenue. It's the rage for all ages, raging waters. Right now you can save $6 with a coupon from any participating KFC, so make it a raging summer at Northern California's largest water park. Raging Waters, Lake Cunningham Park, San Jose, now open daily through August 21st. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie now on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott, and good morning on this beautiful, well, in parts of the Bay Area, August 17th. It is Thursday, 7:05 a.m. I am keeping it real. I am Will Durst, keeping it real with Willie Brown.
Mr. Durst, good morning to you.
How you doing?
Well, I'm up and awake and around. I've suffered terribly last night, though. I couldn't get it together. I just couldn't, for the life of me, get it together.
You and Armando.
It was single day, the worst red wine I've ever had.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You go to somebody else's house, you know. And
you have to drink what they bring.
That's right. You bring a bottle, but they don't open your bottle.
They never open your bottle. And that's a good bottle of wine.
They're listening to the program this morning. I can't do this. I have to move on. I've got to get serious. No more wine stories.
It's hard to get serious.
Yeah,
because the JonBenet Ramsey thing is so damn serious.
I just, by 1 o'clock in the morning when I first heard this, and it was one of those moments when I was waking up to make sure I could get here on time. I keep waking up every hour. Is it time? Is it time? Lo and behold, it's 1 o'clock and you can't get right back to sleep, right? So you flip on something and the something comes on and it says, JonBenet Ramsey. Wow, what is this? Somebody else? No. They get this guy, Kerr, I think his last name is.
John
Mark Carr.
Carr.
Because he's arrested in Thailand for the murder. Now, this is 15, 20 years ago. You got to be kidding me. Now, 10 years ago, she was killed in Colorado, and for a long time...
Seems like longer, doesn't it?
It seems a lot longer, but the parents were hounded into the earth. As a matter of fact, the wife died. The mother died.
She died of cancer in June, yeah.
And believe me, she died of heartbreak, in my opinion, because everybody was so certain, or so many people were so certain, that the father and the mother had conspired together to kill the six-year-old little beauty queen. And obviously these people were hounded. They were chased out of their home in Colorado. They relocated to Florida. And my guess is that their lives were never the same, having one lost the kid and having been suspected. Lo and behold.
A double tragedy.
10 years later, they find the guy who confesses and establishes the entire timeline, etc. All of this. How could the investigators not have had some clue that this guy might be a suspect? Then this guy proceeds, Will, as you told me as we were prepping for the show, he proceeds to teach school.
Here, in Petaluma.
Oh, can you imagine?
He was a substitute teacher for 5 months, December of 2000 through April 2001, I believe. And then someone, an anonymous tip to the cops, I don't know how this happened, but child pornography was found on his computer. So he was charged with 5 counts, possession of child pornography, and he disappears. He's not in court for his arraignment. So, warrant goes out for his arrest. Boom, don't hear nothing from him. ends up in Bangkok. You know, if you're a suspected child molester, the last place you want to be apprehended is Bangkok.
Yeah, he probably should have gone to Rwanda someplace.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
Well, he and apparently, I don't know what the facts are yet because the news accounts, you can no longer rely upon them. I assume that he would have had a screwdriver,
like
some
Fox
Vaseline.
Fox News yesterday? Yeah. Did you see what Fox News yesterday said about this woman on United Flight 923? She may be a member of Hezbollah. We don't know.
What?
You don't know nothing.
You can't charge
me a member of Hezbollah.
And obviously the woman had some 5150 problems. And you know, right here on the Quake, John Scott was careful. Each time that he reported it, he gave a cautionary instructions. Be advised that this is unconfirmed information. It comes from the Transportation Safety Authority or from someplace in Boston.
He was spot on.
Oh,
he even had
yes.
a retraction at the end. I have never seen such faulty reporting.
And he was right.
And I think he was the only person, as a matter of fact, when you go back and look at all the news reports, everybody else was so into sensationalism.
Sounds like Florida in 2000.
They had this poor woman already in bed with bin Laden. They had a photograph of her, apparently.
She had an Al-Qaeda note.
Yes, can you imagine? And then somebody else said, I heard her walking her down the aisle saying, Pakistan, Pakistan.
Dear America, please take this woman. It's signed Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Get a note from Al-Qaeda.
This is why here on 960 The Quake, on Keeping It Real, Will and Willie, you can call in, and there is a telephone number.
It's 866-960-5753.
And you can initiate your own subject matter. Now, of course, we prefer to have you hang with ours, because the ones we initiate, we know something about. Yours, you may stomp us. And oftentimes, on these emails, they do stomp us. It's amazing how really informed this audience happens to be. I have no idea what public radio must be doing now that everybody's checking in on us.
Poor baby.
Yes, I feel sorry for them.
I don't know where these people are getting their information from, the New York Times or the Chronicle, or if they're reading online newspapers. Did you see Phil Angelides and Schwarzenegger got into some sort of brawl yesterday? Now, not like the Texas Rangers and the California, or the California Angels and Texas Rangers yesterday. That was a real brawl, but Angelides and Schwarzenegger got into it.
Well, Angelides had his press conference where he unveiled his policy for the state of California. Phil has the responsibility and the job of trying to get from being known as the guy who wishes to raise your taxes. And that includes the cab driver, that includes the bus boy, that includes the hotel clerk, that includes the Silicon Valley guy, that includes the movie maker, that includes the professional ball player like Barry Bonds. Everybody's in the category of a person who says, hey, I don't want this guy raising my taxes. Well, Phil showed up yesterday with Dianne Feinstein in tow. I love these guys that show up with the skirt. I'm in trouble. Bring me a skirt. Bring me a skirt. He shows up with Dianne. I have no idea what she's doing there. What's she going to say? I'm a millionaire and he's not going to tax me? You know, I don't know what the story is.
She's a marginal skirt.
Yeah. But anyway, she's a marginal skirt.
Yes.
I'm not in that one.
No.
I have the utmost respect for women.
But he proceeds to do the following. He lays out a beautiful program for the people of the state of California. He says that he is going to save the middle class, the real taxpayer. He says that people who make $10 million or more as a result of my tax increase will have to sacrifice two lattes a day.
It'll cost them the equivalent of two lattes a day.
I love that.
That's putting it in terms people can understand.
Well, just maybe. You know, my little housekeeper said, little Filipino lady said, what does he mean? It'll cost me two.
No,
kid, have you in mind?
Just do what I tell you.
So I got to call Phil and say, hey, Phil, you got a little bit of a problem, my man.
Yeah. I don't
some
think people think detailed who's going to pay the
some people think they're thing. Being charged for
whatever your name
not
is,
cost you.
Get ready for the big surprise.
We're giving millionaires two lattes a day. I don't get it.
And then off, right off, really smart. Somehow, he got a copy of Angelides' proposed plan. While Phil is holding his press conference down there, Mr. Schwarzenegger puts together a lady who owns a little coffee shop and about 10 other people all around him. And together, they dissect Phil's proposal. And in the same press conference, in the same press story, there is Schwarzenegger and his crowd.
So he doesn't even get a bounce.
No, and Phil in his skirt. I mean, it was dramatic.
So Angelides didn't even get so low coverage on this proposal, which is a major proposal for the campaign, right?
Stepped all over it. And it's interesting. Phil's proposal got second billing as a state story on politics. What's first billing? A 10-district, 11-member redistricting proposal by members of the legislature that is so convoluted you can't even identify what it is. They say 11 people, 11 members of commission. How's that commission selected? Well, 10 retired judges, only 5 from each political party get together. They put together a list of 55 names, and these are the people that are not eligible. You must never have given more than $10,000, period, cumulative and otherwise.
Cumulative?
Yes. You must never have held public office. You must never have been a candidate for public office.
That
you must never have been a lobbyist. You must never have been literally a party official. You must never have even known about politics.
You can't be able to spell politics.
No! Where are you going to recruit these people from?
Christina
Guantanamo Bay? Wait a minute. It gets worse. After the retired judges have done their number, then the leadership of the legislature on both sides of the aisle can knock off so many of these people, and then whatever is left out of that debris comes the people who can be appointed, and then at least 4 of them must never have registered in any political party.
Oh, my God, there's going to be 3 people left, and they're all in the lobby here at the Hotel Vitale.
It's the funniest. It is absolutely the funniest configuration of a redistricting proposal I've ever heard of.
They didn't mention anything about them having an education?
No. No, that's not important. What are you talking
Apparently
about?
Not. We are coming back with Bill Petrakis. Bob Petrakis, right? He's the Green Party governor candidate in Ohio. He's going to join us. He's author of the book, How the GOP Stole 2000. But right now, John is standing by in the newsroom with the latest update. I'm JonBenet Ramsey here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Will. 716 on 960 The Quake. Here this morning's headlines, a big break, possibly in that case. You've heard Will and Willie talk about it. Let's get a thumbnail, if you're catching up, from the Quake's John Rivers about the Bay Area connection to this infamous and sad story.
The man arrested in the decade-old JonBenet Ramsey murder case was at one time a substitute teacher in Petaluma schools. John Mark Carr was arrested Wednesday in Thailand. Now, until the arrest, his family had feared he was dead. Carr disappeared after being bailed out while being held on child pornography charges in Sonoma County. His wife subsequently divorced him. Today, Carr admitted to Thai authorities that he was, in his words, with the 6-year-old Ramsey when she died. But he parsed his words carefully, calling her death an accident and claiming it was not a murder. He'll be back in the U.S. in a week or so to face the charges in Colorado.
San Francisco city attorney is suing one of the biggest landlords in the city, claiming this particular property management company used, among other things, intimidation tactics to kick renters out so that they could jack up their own rents. A state appeals court is refusing to block new state laws that require car insurance companies to base their rates on how we drive, not where we live. The court has denied a request from the American Insurance Association and other industry groups for a stay that would block implementation of these new rules. Nice job, A's. They tied a major league record last night with their 15th straight win over Seattle,
4-0. Traffic this hour. Our two biggest problems are in Berkeley, where a car hit the guardrail at the Ashby Avenue off-ramp on westbound 80. This is just a few minutes ago. For some reason, they haven't towed it out of there yet. Car now on the right shoulder. It was on fire. 280 southbound after Hickey. Sunny today. Some light fog to begin the day. Afternoon high 60s coastside to the mid-80s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of this morning and this day. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
You've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
960 The Quick, on the air and online, from the Richmond to Hunters Point and all the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. Progressive talk for people just like us. 960 The Quick.
Good morning, it's 7:22 in the a.m. on 960 on the a.m.
You are listening to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. On the line, we have Green Party candidate for governor in the state, the great state of Ohio. Mr. Bob Petrakis is here with us. He's also the author of a book called How the GOP Stole 2000. Good morning, sir. You're on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
All right. Glad to be on.
Good morning, Mr. Petrakis. This is Willie Brown. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
This book, when did you write it, and what exactly is it about? Does the title really give it away?
Well, I think so. On September 3rd, they're going to be destroying the ballots here in Ohio. We have crews in the field, and what we're finding is massive irregularities. In one recent precinct in Delaware County, they want us to believe the last 369 voters voted for Bush. So when we questioned them about this, we had them unseal the ballots, and we counted them after we threatened to sue. what they told us is we don't know how this happened. First of all, you know, the presiding judge, the Republican, took them to the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts then carried the ballots to a, quote, mentally retarded man, end quote, who scraped off all the chads, and then we ran them through the machine. So it looks like we'll be deposing someone they claim is mentally challenged.
Back up. Why would this series of possession, chain of possessions you've just described, what does that have to do with the election?
I have no idea. The only theory I have is they were in fact stuffing the ballot boxes, and in order to get around that, they allowed the chain of custody to be deliberately corrupted. We've also found a Chad scraping crew in Warren, Ohio. You remember Warren? They're the ones that called on their own initiative a level 10 Homeland Security alert, which means Osama bin Laden is in the neighborhood.
He's got your name.
He's in the room, not the neighborhood. If it's the 10. but let me ask, and so you filed a lawsuit to stop them from allowing these ballots to be destroyed?
Well, we've actually filed a public records request, and we can't go to the Board of Elections. We have to go to the prosecuting attorney's office. In Claremont County, they wouldn't let us count the ballots, but we reached a compromise with them where they would randomly pick one ballot, in one precinct where they picked one of the ballots, about 80 precincts, we found that it was spoiled. So we said, keep picking until there's a non-spoiled. 38 ballots later, they want us to believe that 38 straight people walked in and spoiled their ballots. The problem is they only have 5 spoiled ballots on record, but our theory is the ballots were spoiled because somebody had voted for John Kerry.
They were spoiled because of this mentally challenged person not understanding how important he was. Those things they gave him to play with.
that was Delaware County. In Miami County, what happened is the Boy Scouts accidentally brought all the ballots to the wrong district. That's why they said there was a 98.55% turnout in that precinct. Now they admit it was only 79%.
Only 79%?
Yes.
We're speaking with Bob Fitrakis. He is a political science professor at Columbus State Community College. He's a doctor of political science, and his PhD is from Wayne State. He's running for governor in the great state of Ohio. He's with us at 960 The Quake. Now, you got to go see Mr. Blackwell himself, don't you?
Whenever I go to see Mr. Blackwell, there's a state trooper, because I have this tendency to ask him questions he doesn't want to answer. And last time I went over there, I was threatened with arrest when I was on the day I was certified by private security. He's moved the election office out of the state building into the Borden building. So he has, in fact, he had a former congressman arrested from Northern California. I think his name was Dan Hamburg, not that long ago, after the 2004 election. So every time you go up there, you're not allowed to have press conferences there unless Ken says so.
Aren't you a candidate against Ken for governor?
I sure am. I mean, I'm certified, but the good news is he passed a bill that I'm not allowed to send in observers to watch the election. Only the Democrat and Republican Party can do that. So the Greens that are the ones that did the recount, and part of this whole candidacy is to get election observers into the polling places, and particularly into the Board of Elections. And under the new law, I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, would not the Democratic candidate want you to be able to observe because of the obvious absence of quality in previous Ohio elections? Have you had any conversation with the Democratic candidate yet on this issue?
Not directly, but we've spoken to his people, since most of us are the grassroots election activists. And I think what you're going to see is some of us moving in under a obscure portion of the law that allows any 5 candidates, regardless of party, to combine to monitor elections.
Well, I would think that if Mr. Blackwell is a candidate for governor, and you're a candidate, and the Democratic candidate is there, you and the Democrats ought to be talking together, because under no circumstances should Blackwell be allowed to win this election.
No, it's, yeah, and, you know, at a certain point, I could be the only candidate in history that has to openly admit I'm voting for the Democrats.
You are my kind of guy. You belong in San Francisco. You don't belong. You're wasting your talent in Ohio.
Dr. Bob Petrakis is our guest here at 960 The Quake. He's running for governor, and he's also a bit of a political activist in the city of Columbus, state capital of Ohio, of the Buckeye State. And tell us about Ted Strickland, who's running against Kenneth Blackwell.
Well, yeah. Ken is, I mean, not Ken.
I mean, Ted.
But, Ted. Now, Ted's a very, very decent individual with really strong ties to, labor. He has a long history of defending the steel workers and, the coal miners. He really, he came to the, election hearing here held by Representative, John Conyers, but, really a very decent man, a Methodist minister who did psychological counseling, on death row. But, you know, if you listen to the right-wing attack ads, you would think he was, you know, one of the worst people that's ever walked the earth.
Ohio really should be ultimately a blue state. That is to say that, you and the Democrats, the Green Party, the Democrats and the Independents really ought to get together. Because had you been together in 2004, we would not now be plagued with Cindy Sheehan's neighbor in Crawford, Texas.
He was, well, we,
he would be working full time.
The Green Party deliberately didn't run. We only had a write-in candidate with 38 votes. But here's the odd part. In the Toledo area, the night of the election, it showed the write-in Green Party candidate, Dave Cobb, with about 4,000 votes, and Bush with about 2,000. So it really looks like they took the votes of John Kerry and attributed them falsely to the third-party candidate, and then those votes seem to have disappeared into cyberspace.
Ohio has to be the strangest. You're talking about incompetent counters in Ohio. Blackwell must have hired people from my little hometown of Mineola, Texas.
Well, there's a saying in Ohio is the election's never over till the Republican rural cyber vote comes in.
Well, you look at Kathleen Harris in Florida and Kenneth Blackwell in Ohio, and you wonder who's the next Secretary of State that's going to win a presidency.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the pattern right there, is that co-chair of Bush-Cheney reelection campaign. And remember, what they've now done is passed a law requiring really stringent ID requirements for the first time in Ohio history. But, you know, when we audit these polls in Miami County, we found 47 people who voted who never signed in. What we're finding is that somebody pre-punched in all the major counties. Somebody punched number 10, which was candidate disqualified for Ralph Nader. And then all of these areas that are voting 5-1 in Akron for Kerry, 12-1 in Cleveland, those are now counted as overvotes. But it was clear that they were pre-punched.
Dr. Bob Petrakis, who's an activist, a professor,
and an author. A book which really should be read. If it's anything like the man himself, it's got to be one funny book.
Good luck in your candidacy, sir.
All right, I appreciate that.
We hope to speak to you again here on 960 The Quake. We've got all the latest news headlines with John Scott. JonBenet Ramsey will be the subject here on 960 The Quake.
7:32 at 9:60 The Quake. The former school teacher from Petaluma, charged with killing JonBenet Ramsey, now says he loved her and that her death was an accident following his arrest in Thailand for the 1996 tragedy in Boulder, Colorado. John Carr told reporters that he was with the 6-year-old when she was killed, but he wouldn't explain exactly how she died. Relatives of JonBenet have their own thoughts. on John Mark Carr's Capture. Quick, reporter Wendy Grossman with more from Atlanta.
How did he find her? How did he know the information that was very personal to John that he left in that ransom letter? Was that given to him by someone else?
These are just some of the questions relatives want answered after a decade of wondering who killed JonBenet. Patsy Ramsey's sister spoke to reporters outside their home in Roswell, saying news of the arrest is bittersweet, but they are looking forward to knowing why JonBenet was targeted and how the suspect was able to get to her in the first place.
Government lawyers investigating Barry Bonds for perjury and tax evasion are asking a judge to once again put his personal trainer back in jail if he refuses to testify about what he knows. Greg Anderson has refused on four different occasions to testify. A little heads up and help for kids in the Bay Area. A group called Tools for School is planning to pass out more than 3,000 backpacks full of school supplies to low-income Alameda County families. The giveaway happens 11 o'clock this morning at Centennial Hall on Foothill Boulevard in Hayward. Let's check traffic now in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by the Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Daly City, car on fire. Been there for a little while. Slow past it. It's over on the shoulder on 280 southbound, just past the Hickey off-ramp. And more tough action on 680 this morning. We had a couple of bad ones yesterday. Here's what's happening now. Southbound 680 before El Cerro, crash, three cars, one lane block. Northbound 680 through San Ramon at the Bollinger Canyon Road off-ramp. And a guy got a flat tire. He's changing it right now, but he's in the center divide. San Jose crash, just in 85 northbound before Union. Metering lights on, back up to at least Grand Avenue at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Hurry into Sleep Train today and you'll sleep free till 2008 on approved credit when you buy any premium mattress set. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for up to 18 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Mostly sunny today, light fog to begin the day. Afternoon high 60s, coastside mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated disc without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hey, we got new music today. Keep it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quake. It is 7:38 on a Thursday morning, the 17th of August. It was 29 years and one day ago that Elvis Presley sat on a toilet for the last time. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Just as I'm about to take my...
morning constitution.
No, my Phil Angelita's ancient latte.
Did you see where Schwarzenegger said, "I will not touch taxes. I will not raise them one penny, period." You know, Angelita should go back because he said the same thing about education. When he was running the first time on the recall, he said the same exact thing, period. I remember that. Over my dead body, will I raise money on education or cut education? And he did. He cut. It was the first thing that he did. And they should go back and get his words and get his actions and then put his words up again.
If Phil Angelides had good campaign operatives, that's exactly what they would be doing. That would be causing the governor to have to run against himself. It would be Schwarzenegger versus Schwarzenegger. And I keep saying, well, if they did that, forget Angelides. Schwarzenegger loses.
Why don't they tie him to Bush?
Phil tried to do that yesterday. He called it the Bush-Schwarzenegger tax break.
I'm not talking about the words coming out of his mouth. I'm talking about the ads. It's the only thing that counts in California politics. It's the TV ads.
No question. And what they should do is just take the news clips of him in Ohio with Bush, of him at the Republican National Convention, and make that an ad. Don't have Phil Angelides anywhere near it.
Trust me.
I'm pretty sure they hugged each other at the convention, didn't they?
Yes.
Do what Lieberman and Lamont, you know, with the kiss.
Over and over again, and that's all you see.
It looks like a dance. So you get them hugging and pulling apart.
It would look like a Schwarzenegger ad. It would look like Schwarzenegger has his buddy Bush.
Oh, going backwards. Him. Yeah.
How are you?
We're good.
Good morning.
And speaking of his buddy Bush, this is a new Zogby poll. Bush job approval rating, 34%. And this was taken after that airline Pakistani liquid bomb thing that happened in Britain. If it happened, we don't know. But, you know, Americans do operate on fear. And they still give Bush 34%.
Miss Molly has the best column today. You just got to chuckle.
Oh, Molly Ivins?
Yeah, the whole time. She starts with this made-up list of people that we obviously are so eager to instill fear in the public. We parade out these totally dysfunctional, inoperative, proposed terrorists, and she starts with the guys in Florida.
Oh, the wannabes. That's right. She calls them the wannabes.
The wannabes. Yeah. She said they were more inspirational than they were operational.
And that's bad news for Al-Qaeda.
She also does the same thing that we did, which is they wanted boots.
Yeah, she said that. And when the government infiltrator, the guy that the FBI sent in to help him, said, "Now, I'll get you the equipment. What do you want?" The guy says, "Uniform and boots." She says, "That's exactly what every terrorist needs. Uniforms." And she goes on to give a whole analysis. I assume if she had had any clue the column had to have been written before the Vaseline screwdriver terrorist yesterday.
The Vaseline screwdriver terrorist lady who got tackled. Did you read the story?
She was tackled.
You know, she was a little bit of thing, by the way.
That's what they say, yeah.
Very petite.
And two
slammed her down, handcuffed her.
Not funny.
I know it's not funny.
Those evildoers.
And the guy said, well, what was... She was just, you know, she was totally claustrophobic. She couldn't stand being in this airplane. She was running up and down the aisle, literally, in gym clothes.
And we never got the full story. We still haven't. You know, we'll keep hearing these stories.
And they have charged her with every federal crime you can think of on an airplane. Interfering with the crew on a flight. Interfering with federal marshals on a flight. Interfering. They tackled her. Which means they went after her. She didn't go after them.
It doesn't sound like it.
Fell into obey the order of a flight. And then how about the pilot? What must have been in his mind? I think this is an emergency. Well, do you have her in custody? Yes. Is she handcuffed? Yes. What does she weigh? 105. Maybe we should drop her off at the Big Dig.
And then the two F-16s had to show up, scaring, I imagine, the crap out of the passengers. Fortunately, they didn't have any food at them. Otherwise, it'd be all over those bad plaid, cushy seats.
I wonder if the last time out Elvis saw an F-15.
This poor lady, she's going to, of course, she'll be able to sell her story. You know, the Inquirer tell her story.
If she's competent. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This woman even knows where she is. You know, well, I know probably what happened to her. Like me, she didn't get her latte and her cappuccino before she got on the plane. She was so fearful of having excess liquids.
Or fearful of the airplane food.
More fearful of the airplane food. As a matter of fact, she may have been reacting to the airplane food. But it's amazing how...
We're not getting real news anymore. We're not getting the real story. We don't with these supposed Pakistani liquid bomb British born guys, 21 which are being held right now, or 23 are being held for another 7 days, making it 21 days. Apparently, half of them didn't have passports. How were they supposed to get? Do you know how long it takes a passport here? Can you imagine Britain? You ever see the movie Brazil? That's a documentary in terms of British hierarchy and bureaucracy. Do you know how long it takes to get a passport? What are they talking about? It was within days.
But, Will, we've got to find somebody. If we want the Republicans to be competitive this fall, we've got to have some incident involving terror. Well, that's just the way it is.
That worries me because... These guys, the Republicans, know they need terror. They need these plots. So they're going to ramp up, just like Molly Ivan said, the little boy who cried wolf. But also, Al and Hez, Al and the Cato boys, they would rather have Republicans in. They would rather have the strident response of the West to leverage their enmity against. They don't want someone in there who's going to negotiate and try to ameliorate things. So I think that back in 2004, when Osama bin Laden released that videotape a week before Kerry, when Kerry was ahead in the polls, I think he did that knowing when it was going to happen. And I think that there's going to be another strike between now and the election so that it will help the Republicans. They're not incognizant of the American political scene.
All I know is that I'm going to go buy some cell phones.
Brown 600 cell phones bought at retail.
How about the terrorists with the cell phones? They got four or five Pakistani guys with 1,000 cell phones. And they've decided maybe they are not terrorists. Maybe they are laundering money. I mean, what are they talking about? How do these guys launder money with a cell phone, a prepaid cell phone? What are they taking? Give it to the guys in the newspaper they smoke an opium? You see that one?
No.
Oh, in Afghanistan, they are now producing 40% more opium than they've ever produced.
It's a better crop.
That's right. And they're selling it to get money to finance
Taliban.
That's right. They're selling it. The drug lords and the warlords have come together, and they formed a resource bank. And the resource bank has one thing in common.
It's like I picked a really funny smoker.
That's keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And I understand that they made application for a grant from Bloomberg. He's agreed to put up $125 million.
To keep them away from the hookah.
For an anti-smoking campaign.
Hookah buckers.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda's going to put up some of the money. Incidentally, it appears as if some charity designed to assist in quake victims is in fact a portion of the source of money for these people that are currently in custody. And this is an amazing world. I mean, when you get quake money donated for legitimate charitable purposes, ended up in the hands of guys who can't seem to get a passport.
And just what people need, another reason not to give to charity.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And this is the news you'll hear right here on 960 The Quake.
And you'll hear more, including the burst of Durst in the next segment. But coming up right now, the latest on the JonBenet Ramsey arrest. And more than today's headlines from John Scott in the studio on 960 The Quake.
7:48 at 960 The Quake. The man accused of killing JonBenet Ramsey says he loved her and that her death was an accident. John Carr told the Associated Press in Thailand that he's, quote, so very sorry for what happened to the girl. Police in Thailand, where Carr was arrested, say he told them he strangled the 6-year-old after a failed kidnapping attempt. John Carr says he wrote JonBenet Ramsey's mother before she died in June and told her a few things. The Ramsey family says Patsy knew before she died that police had a potential suspect in the 1996 murder, and they were close to making a bust. The Bush administration has presided over the biggest expansion in federal spending in American history. Here are the new totals, and they're mind-boggling. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating that the federal deficit is going to fall a little bit. It'll be $260 billion this year. It was $319 last year, but at the same time, the red ink total will rise again next year, and total deficits over the next decade will hit $1.7 trillion with a T dollars. A study conducted by Men's Health magazine found that Orlando, Florida is number one on the list of the angriest cities in the country. The magazine looked at the percentage of men with high blood pressure and other sort of figures. So Orlando's number one, Sacramento was 44th, Oakland 49th, and San Francisco a relatively peaceful 66th. In traffic this morning, a couple of problems. We don't know why they're paving on eastbound 92 this morning, given all the problems the coastside residents have had in the last few months, but there they are, between 1 and 280, and it's pretty slow through there right now, we understand. 101 northbound of Poplar, back up from 3rd Avenue up to that two-car crash. Metering lights are on the back up to at least the 880 overcross at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Mostly sunny today, light fog to begin the day. Afternoon high 60s coastside, mid-80s inland. Call Will and Willie, let them know what you think about the news of the day at 866-9 960-KQKE, or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors,
and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoose. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right. It's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie. Asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. It's like a train wreck. Brutal, gruesome, but you know what? You can't take your eyes off of it. You guys all remember yesterday, lots of confused news about the diverted DC-bound UA-923 flight from Heathrow. Well, muddled is a normal state for Fox News, which all by itself. I mean, come on, let's start there. Fox News, an oxymoron out of the order of Motel 6 Presidential Suite, or Lodi, California Luxury Resort Guide, or McDonald's Nutrition Chart. Anyhow, during all the bedlam yesterday, about the lady who might have carried on board a screwdriver and some Vaseline, huh? A Fox News reporter cautioned his viewers, she could be a member of Hezbollah. We don't know. No! You don't know! That's the point, so shut the hell up. She could be many things. She could be a macaca, which is a genus of squirrel monkey, or if you're Virginia Senator George Allen, a diminutive endearment. She could be a sentient form of plant life, using 14-foot-long stretches of barbed kudzu as limbs. We don't know. Why didn't you tell the audience? She could be a Fox News correspondent. We don't know. These are the same people last week called Democrats the Al-Qaeda Party. Okay, now that's it. That's it. What we should do is keep these people from infiltrating actual news markets and restrict their viewers to only brain-dead, cretinous toads who only want to hear what they already believe in the first place. Oh, wait, never mind. I guess that's who's listening. Anyhow, once again, the beauty of the free marketplace. And that's your burst of Durst for today. And I close my computer.
None of that applause is from Murdoch.
Or Roger Ailes.
Or Ailes, or any of those people that
Roger
are associated.
Ailes once kept me from getting a gig.
Oh, that's we right. You told me about
we
that.
We were shopping around. I had done a pilot for A&E. It was called A Week's Worth with Will Durst. And it was a great little video. It was a great little pilot. We shopped it around to different people. We took it to A&E was trying to get out of the comedy business. Good timing on my part. So we took it to Comedy Central. We took it to a bunch of people. We took it to Roger Ailes. And he said, great idea, but can we do another host? And they say, you don't like Will Durst? He said, let me put this in words you can understand. No.
What have I ever done to Roger Ailes? I have no idea. But no, no, no. I don't think a Fox News correspondent gig is in my future.
No, but I love the fact that you equate Fox News an oxymoron, and then you proceed to give examples of other oxymorons. Lodi. Luxury resort.
And that's where my good friend Maggie Lynch, who's from Lodi.
Oh, she is from Lodi. Yeah. A McDonald's nutritional menu.
They actually have them.
No.
Yes. If you go, well, you wouldn't know. But at McDonald's, they have nutritional charts. Mm.
But it was a great commentary on those who moonlight as if they're news people.
Yeah. They all, well, look at us.
Well, no, no.
We're talk show hosts. Well, that's different.
Thank you.
That's different. We got
not
John
only that,
Scott, who can have a little...
According to Michael Savage, we may not even be talk show hosts.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now what?
Nothing. I'm just giving you the word.
Okay, tell me off air.
We're working on it.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on August 17th. We have political spin doctor Chris Lehane is going to be able to tell us about all the machinations we can expect to see between Republicans and Democrats in the coming months. And Bob Somerville will join us after the half hour. But right now, let's go to CNN, John Scott, all the latest news, 960 The Quake.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. The man being held in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey says her death was an accident. One question about John Mark Carr, when did he first notice JonBenet? Pam Paugh, JonBenet's aunt, says that's tough to say.
When they're with playmates, when they're with friends, you know they're under the supervision of other known adults, but you're not quite sure who is catching their eye. While playing in a rock park out in the middle of Boulder or, you know, walking down the street.
Paul says the murder of the then 6-year-old was no accident. CNN's Kelly Arena in Washington, meanwhile, reports investigators do know a little about John Mark Carr.
He was a school teacher. He moved around a lot. We were able to get some records yesterday to go through, matching up his name and birth data. Saw that he moved around several places in Georgia, Alabama, some in California. And he did work with young children, 7- and 8-year-olds.
Authorities say Carr has been a suspect for a while. President Bush is signing into law a pension bill hoping baby boomers will have some funds to enjoy when they retire. Covering the story in Washington, CNN's Dick Uliano with this live report.
Dave, in recent years, some employees and retirees were surprised and dismayed to learn that their employer had not been properly saving money to pay promised pensions. The bill that President Bush will sign into law today at a White House ceremony aims to force employers to do the right thing. The bill could also save taxpayers money, because taxpayers, through the federal agency that insures pension plans, have been forced to bail out plans that went broke. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
Israeli troops pulling back from southern Lebanon today. The ceasefire still holding. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
What?
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small classes, sizes, and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Corporations.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by the Sleep Train. In no particular order, let's take a lap around the bay. Caltrans is doing some paving, obviously unscheduled, but it's a mess on 92 eastbound as you come from the coast up to 280 this morning. Just cleared a crash, 680 southbound before El Cerro and Danville, but stop and go from Rudgear past that. Antioch crash, motorcycle, 4 westbound at Contra Loma Boulevard. Union City troubles on 880 northbound at Dyer. Something fell off a truck, hit another car, and now they're all sitting in the road at some point. Right out the Sleep Train, when you purchase any premium mattress set, you sleep free till 2008. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. 10 minutes from now, this morning's top stories. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station. 960 The Quake.
That's Down on the Corner, and we are live from the corner, the Embarcadero at Mission Street, here at the Hotel Vitale. And the studio is bustling today. There's a lot of people around. People are visiting us, and one of the visitors here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake is Chris Lehane, a friend of the mayor, actually.
Well, he's a friend of the mayor's, a friend of the public out there, because he so often is the person explaining whatever politicians have screwed up in their lives. Like, for an example, Governor Romney could have used him to explain the missing bolts in the big dig. Chris would have been able to handle that. He handled the business of the mysterious ghost-like activities on the Bay Bridge for those people who were being nailed for that, and they came out clean. And, of course, for some reason, Chris, John Kerry had an issue.
That may be a long list of issues if you want to get into that.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me, you guys.
There's an election this year here in California involving the governor and other constitutional officers. Are you involved with anybody's campaign?
You know, I am enjoying this campaign from the sidelines. I've been an observer of the passing friends as this campaign has worked its way over the last couple months. Interesting campaign.
All I could think about yesterday is when Phil Angelides had his big agenda for California, yep, and his great unveiling with Dianne Feinstein at his side in the same press conference right next door, so to speak, was Arnold with a cast of several small business people, etc. All I could think about is, that's Chris Lane.
Look, I think Arnold has and his team have done a great job with this campaign. They have a game plan. They go out there every day and they execute very well. And yesterday was a prime example of that. They
stepped all over his press conference.
They knew exactly. And that was even before the JonBenet Ramsey news broke.
That's right.
But, you know, there's no question they know exactly what they're doing. They want to go to the center on every key issue. They want to be able to dictate and drive the tone of the campaign every single day. It's almost like, you know, those football coaches who have their 15 plays that are mapped out for the first quarter, and they go out and execute every single one, regardless of what's happening out there. I mean, that's how Arnold's running this campaign. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He does it every single day, and he's driving the direction of the campaign. He's on offense every single day. And I think for Angelides to try to seize back this campaign, he fundamentally needs to make it a referendum about Arnold. And to do that, he actually needs to be on the offensive as opposed to playing defense.
All right. Tell us, so the viewers know that we're talking on 960 The Quake, to an experienced veteran person in the world of communications. I'm not calling you a spin doctor, but tell us just briefly, if you will,
sure,
the four or five campaigns in which you have been involved over the last half dozen years.
Well, I'm going to age myself a little bit, but in the late 80s, in the Northeast, campaign in 92 and in 96.
One for two.
Worked on the Gore campaign, which I think, you know,
depends
how you count it. I was responsible for the popular vote, I like to say. and then I was involved in some of the General Wes Clark's campaign in the 2004 Democratic primary for president. I've also done some work for former Governor Davis and a number of senators and Congress folks and governors around the country.
All right. I'm Phil Angelides, mm-hmm. and I hear you on 960 The Quake on the Will and Willie Show this morning. And I called
which would, by definition, mean listening to this.
See what I mean? See how good this guy is? He knows. I'm Phil Angelides, and I'm saying, Chris Lehane, what should I do to reverse my fortunes?
Well, look, I think you need to fundamentally recognize that this is a blue state. And you need to fundamentally recognize that George W. Bush is very unpopular here, and that the sitting governor of the state has some real questions about what he stands for and whether he has any values. I think you need to take those three elements to provide a potential roadmap for victory and put the foremost you need to make with you. One of the reasons why he has slid back in the polls is that he hasn't gotten the tremendous support of Democratic voters and Democratic-leaning voters in the state. He needs to bring those people back on board. But I think day in and day out, he needs to make this campaign about Arnold. And what does Arnold stand for? Is this the Arnold from 2004? Is this the Arnold from 2005? Is this the Arnold from 2006? Each one has been a different model. And what's he going to stand for if he's reelected? I mean, the people of California deserve to know, what does Arnold stand for? Or is he just a crass politician who goes in whatever direction the political winds happen to be blowing that day for his own political expediency? So I think if I'm Phil Angelides, I want to make this campaign fundamentally, at its core, at its center, every single day, a question about who is Arnold, does he have any values, does he stand for anything?
And that's the voice of Chris Lehane, a Democratic strategist, consultant, campaign operator, with a considerable track record on both success
and the other
success.
Side.
Yeah, and other success.
That's how you learn, Willie. That's how
yes,
you learn.
Absolutely. All right, let's go national.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats have been talking optimistically about the prospect of winning the Senate as well as the House. Your candid assessment of the potential for that success.
There is no question that if the election was held today, and I know it's not going to be held today, but if the election was held today, Democrats would take back the House and have an exceedingly strong chance of taking back the Senate. Democrats need to win 15 seats in the House, 6 in the Senate to take back both bodies. I mean, if the election was held today, there's no question that we take back the House and probably take back the Senate. Now, the issue is that there's another, you know, a little less than 100 days until Election Day, and, you know, will the dynamics change? I think this is an election where it has become nationalized. The people of this country are not happy about the direction that we're going in. They're not happy with Bush. They're very, 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 very unhappy about what's going on in Iraq. And the seats that Democrats need to take back, particularly on the House side, are in markets where Democrats can win. They're in Northeast states like New York and Connecticut, the suburbs of Chicago. Those are where those key House seats are going to take place, and those are in districts that are Democratic-leaning districts inherently. So I do feel pretty good about where we are. Now, look, you asked me to be candid. The one, you know, I heard a pundit the other day use a great analogy, which I will borrow, which he said that the wind is going in the direction of the Democrats. The question is, do the Democrats have a sail to catch it? And, you know, I think that's the big question. You know, will people at the end of the day feel comfortable making a switch because the Democrats stand for something that they believe in?
Now, the Democrats have said that they will not allow themselves to be swift-boated on the security issue. Do you think that the response by... Because we saw last week, of course, Dick Cheney called the Lamont victory a victory for the Al-Qaeda party or whatever. We know what he was trying to say. And the Democrats did come out abnormally.
Yes.
And, you know, the rapid response team was able to put together almost... Was it a cohesive message?
Absolutely. And I think the leadership in the Senate and the House, Nancy Pelosi in the House, Harry Reid in the Senate, deserve a lot of credit for springing back instantaneously. You didn't see the Democrats go into the classic fetal position or go into the bunker and let themselves get clobbered for a couple of weeks. No, they were out there instantaneously. And look, you know, they have a pretty good message out there, which is, okay, let's take a look around us. We've got North Korea, which is arming terrorists, getting nuclear bombs. We've got Iran moving in the direction of getting nukes. We have a debacle on the ground in Iraq. And by the way, where's Osama bin Laden? This is the guy who was directly responsible for one of the worst attacks on American soil in our entire history. He's still running around out there making more videos than MTV. I think, you know, they came back hard, and I think, you know, they've really learned a lesson of 2002 and 2004, which is you absolutely have to fight back on this.
And that's the voice of Chris Lahane, a man who has been advising Democrats for more than 15 years on the business of executing campaigns and engaging in rapid responses to attacks by Republicans. Let's go quickly to the governorship of Ohio. Have you been observing that little operation in which the Republicans have nominated an African American?
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, we African Americans would be all over Ebony and Jet and all those communications of great pride, speaking glowingly about the prospect for a brother becoming governor.
You know, it's an interesting race because the gubernatorial nominee, the African American you mentioned, is the current Secretary of State. And in the 2004 presidential election, he was the focal point of a lot of criticism for the fact that he oversaw a voting operation in the presidential campaign that raised serious questions about whether African Americans would vote, particularly in urban African American districts in cities like Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Akron. There are real questions about whether specific steps were taken by the Republicans and by Blackwell, who was the Secretary of State at that time, to make it really, really difficult for a lot of African Americans to vote. So there's a lot of interesting dynamics in that race. And look, that's another race where if it was held today, the Democrats would do very, very well. There's a number of gubernatorial campaigns around the country like that.
Did you see the cover of USA Today today? It said that the top vote counter becomes prize job. They're talking about Democrats are focusing on the Secretary of State post in all the different states, and they mentioned the ones that Colorado, it's an open seat, Iowa, it's an open seat, Michigan, there's a GOP incumbent, but the Democrats are trying to recover because it's like what Stalin said, you know, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes, and apparently, according to Bob Fitrakis, who was an earlier guest, he has accumulated a lot of evidence that Ohio is a bit dodgy. Last time.
Well, you know, it's a crazy thing if you just take a step back and think about it, which is a country of our size where, you know, millions of people every day go to an ATM and can prove that they've taken money in or out, and yet we can't figure out a way to make sure that every single vote is counted. We had a presidential election in 2000 where clearly more people in Florida tried to vote for Al Gore than tried to vote for George W. Bush. And the entire direction of our country and arguably the entire direction of the world was fundamentally changed as a result of people not being able to accurately count the votes, or, you know, at least from my perspective, people purposely not trying to count the votes. And so I think what Democrats have recognized is that, look, let's no longer fight the system. Let's actually put our people in charge of these agencies at the Secretary of State level to make sure votes are counted accurately.
That's Chris Lahane right here on 960 The Quake. Chris, would you stick around for just a couple more minutes and talk to us a little bit about some other things?
And maybe we could have some callers if they have questions for this. Not a spin doctor. What is it? A campaign consultant?
Yeah, I like to say truth-sayer.
Yeah. Oh, my living God.
That's keeping it real. Will and Will. 960 The Quake. Telephone number
is 866-960-5753. Your questions for Chris Lahane, truth-sayer, here on 960 The Quake. Coming up, the latest on JonBenet Ramsey. More of today's headlines from John Scott on 960 The Quake.
8:16 on 960 The Quake. Some folks aren't so shocked on the news there's been an arrest in the Ramsey case. This gentleman was in the media quite a bit a few years back, and he's back with another quote, trip to Muth. He worked as an investigator on the case for Boulder PD for a year and a half. Here's his take.
The man arrested in the decade-old JonBenet Ramsey murder case was at one time a substitute teacher in Petaluma schools. John Mark Carr was arrested Wednesday in Thailand. Now, until the arrest, his family had feared he was dead. Carr disappeared after being bailed out while being held on child pornography charges in Sonoma County. His wife subsequently divorced him. Today, Carr admitted to Thai authorities that he was, in his words, with the 6-year-old Ramsey when she died. But he parsed his words carefully, calling her death an accident and claiming it was not a murder. He'll be back in the U.S. in a week or so to face the charges in Colorado.
And here's that soundbite from Trip DeMuth, the Boulder PD investigator.
A couple of us knew from the first days of the investigation that there was sufficient evidence to implicate an intruder, and if we ever found the name of that intruder and the evidence matched, there's more than sufficient evidence in this case.
The man has a name, John Mark Carr, now in Thailand being held on unrelated charges. A Vermont woman is expected to be charged with interfering with a flight crew with her outburst, caused an international flight from London to Washington to be diverted to Boston yesterday when she began behaving erratically. One of the media's worst days indeed. In the frenzy to one of the competition, cable news channels dropped the ball yesterday so badly they fumbled that what really happened wasn't confirmed and vetted until this morning. Democrats have been giving Phil Angelides plenty of advice on how he can turn his lagging poll numbers around in the governor's race. Some of that advice has not been intended for our ears. Last night, Channel 5 showed video of Dianne Feinstein giving Angelides some candid thoughts right into an open mic right after Angelides finishing announcing his tax plan. Feinstein said, quote, I have one suggestion. Don't smirk in between your thoughts. Like Tony Blair did recently for George Bush, someone walked over and turned the mic off. Traffic this morning, a couple of problems, including the bridges. We'll take a lap around. 92 westbound on the flat section of the San Mateo Bridge, stall in the right lane. Mid-span of the Dunbarton Bridge, westbound, stall in the right lane. Bay Bridge upper deck looks okay. The metering lights are on the back up to the 880 overcross. Quake weather, sunny today, light fog to begin the day. Afternoon highs in the 60s, coastside, mid-80s, inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Refugees from the truth. We're trying to find that island of veracity and sincerity, and you have discovered one right here on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. I am Will Durst.
And I am Willie Brown, and we have an important guest with us, a man who brings quite a bit of information and opinions to matters involving politics in this nation, gives advice and counsel to politicians, Chris Lehane. A Democratic, what you call him, truth what?
Truth-sayer.
Truth-sayer. You had a question, and you were talking to him off radio.
Yeah, we were talking about the exit polling. Remember in 2000 and 2004, especially 2004, I remember presidential election, November 2nd was in November. It was, and everybody had Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania, for Kerry, supposedly, like Willie Mays in the seventh inning of the sixth game of the World Series in 2002, that Willie Mays supposedly was downstairs in the locker room opening bottles of champagne. And from what we heard of the 2004 election, the John Kerry people were practicing their acceptance speech because of the reports that they heard early in the day that Kerry was ahead in those three states. What happened?
Well, it's a really smart question. One of the interesting dynamics that we've seen in politics over the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, both in regular polling and in particular in the exit polling, is that the numbers are not adding up to what the actual results are. And one of the main reasons for that is that the models people have used, and this is going to become a little complicated, but the models that people use in polling, which is taking a look at patterns from previous elections and extrapolating and putting together a model of what this election is going to look like, is inherently flawed. Because people's lives are changing dramatically. People's life patterns are changing. How people answer poll questions are changing. People are on cell phones. They're on the internet. They don't live the same way they used to. And so specifically with the exit polls, what you used to do is you take a poll, say, at 9 a.m., and then you take a poll at 12 a.m., and you'd be able to look at where the numbers were based on those exit polls and project out based on prior models, which would say, for example, if 5% more Democrats showed up at the 9 a.m. wave, that would mean that you're going to get a 5% bigger turnout of Democrats over the course of the day. But in fact, what has happened is that people's life patterns have changed.
Because they figured more Democrats were working like regular 9-to-5 jobs.
Yes, people were becoming off blue-collar workers coming off shifts, people going into work before 9, those tended to be Democratic workers. So if you got a bigger Democratic turnout in the morning, it usually would produce a bigger Democratic turnout over the course of the day, and their models would reflect that. But in reality, what has happened is that lives have changed. We live in a very different era. People work differently. They go to polls at different times than when they used to in the past because their life patterns have changed. And so as a result of this, these exit polls have projected out results which are just not consistent with the actual turnout because they're based on flawed past models.
Political consultant Chris Lehane is our guest here at 960 The Quake.
With the advent of so many new voters, i.e. the young people are now registering to vote, and the ethnicity of the voters is expanding in America, doesn't that have some effect on the exit polls?
Absolutely, because in the past they would use very defined categories. And those categories have become blurred, they've become expanded, as you suggested, and the pollsters haven't necessarily kept up with those changes in society. And so the polls are just based on these prior models that don't really reflect what America looks like today or even how America lives. And so as a result of that, what we had in 2004 were these exit polls showing that Kerry was going to win in Ohio and Florida and a couple other states. And not just by a couple points. I mean, those exit polls were way off. I mean, they had Kerry up by 8 or 10 points in some of these states. and he ended up losing those states by 1 or 2 points in a number of cases.
From a professional standpoint, how are you advising your clients and others to address the advent of the bloggers as well as the podcasters and all the other people using the electronic communication systems that were not available in 1988 when Dukakis was on the ballot and just barely available when Clinton was on the ballot in 92?
Well, you know, there's no question that it's a revolutionary development in politics, in our country, in communications. And for my clients and the people that I consult with, you know, I fundamentally believe that this is a huge opportunity for folks. You know, before the electronic age, politicians were able to interact and engage the public directly. They would do the train stops. They would go to town halls. People interacted with each other in town squares and in halls and in houses of worship. I mean, people interacted differently. Then the electronic age came, and politicians began to communicate to the electorate one of two ways, either through the press, which would carry their message for them, but it was usually filtered and conveyed differently, or through paid advertising. Now today, what you have happening, because of the advent of the Internet, because of the ability of politicians to be able to now communicate once again directly to voters, you in a way have us going back to where we were before the electronic age, and politicians can now transcend the media and begin communicating directly to voters. But even more than that,
electronic town halls.
Yeah, there are electronic town halls. People can connect. People can talk to one another. But and here's the most important thing that when I'm talking with my clients and folks who are running for office, not only can you talk directly to folks, but you can give them the tools so they can talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of people themselves. It's like the analogy is, instead of just having one fishing pole that you can throw in the water and try to pull back a fish, you can give out thousands of or millions of fishing poles to potentially thousands or millions of your supporters who can then go out there and fish on your behalf. And that is just a real revolutionary change in how politics is going to work.
You need a minivan for that, don't you?
Yeah, a couple.
That's the voice of Chris Lehane, Democratic consultant and a political advisor and communication specialist, right here on 960 The Quake. And you can call us, and Mr. Lehane will answer any of your questions that you may wish. You can call us at 866-960-5753, KQKE.
And what is the one thing, Mr. Lehane, that you see? You've been watching the elections. Is there an upset in California that might be brewing underneath, boiling underneath the populace, people? Do you see anything that might surprise us in November?
You know, I think that the November elections are in this state are pretty much on a fairly predictable trajectory. I mean, we do live in one of the bluest of the blue states.
We're indigo. Yeah.
we are so blue, we're beyond blue.
We're almost black? Is that what we're saying?
You're black. You're chocolate. You're ebony. Ebony.
And ivory.
Sorry. And so what I think...
It's very confused.
You do not want me singing.
Nor us.
So, no, to answer your question, I don't see any races out there that will be a predictable upset. I do think that some of the down-ballot races may get some attention. I think the Attorney General's race, because you have the other mayor, Jerry Brown, in Oakland, who's running for Attorney General, the former governor, who is always an entertaining and compelling figure and will probably generate some coverage in and of himself. And that race will probably have some interesting elements to it. I think ultimately, because we are a blue state and because he has such high name ID, that he'll end up winning.
This has been great. Can you come back on before the election?
Sure. It'd be an honor and pleasure.
A couple of regular updates from our resident specialist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Still, your instincts. I'm surprised you're not doing this. I know you get a real gig, yeah.
You know, you need to remember, you look at his one loss record. Yeah. Undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Undefeated, unscored upon.
So unscored upon, I like that.
And you know, the mayor...
And still out of jail. That's the most important part.
And the mayor always appreciated, more so than a lot of Democrats around the country. It's really important to make sure you know who's counting those ballots.
Absolutely.
Chris Lehane, spin doctor, campaign consultant, pollster,
true sayer.
Join us here at 960 The Quake. Thanks so much, boss.
Thanks for having me.
And now coming up, bottom of the hour,
Summerbee
in the next segment. But right now, the latest on everything that's happening in the news, including JonBenet Ramsey arrest, here on 960 The Quake.
I never need, and I believe.
8:32 on 960 The Quake. Good morning. The seemingly out-of-the-blue arrest in the nearly decade-old Ramsey case has relatives and even a former prosecutor surprised. JonBenet's aunt says that while the arrest was, quote, a long time in coming, she says it still came as quite a shock. Pamela Paw also discusses or dismisses the suspect's claim that he loved JonBenet. Paul points out that she also loved the girl, but never did her any harm. A former Boulder deputy district attorney, Tripp DeMuth, was also caught off guard by the arrest. He said he knew an investigation was underway, but figured it would be like past investigations that would just turn cold. DeMuth and Paul agree investigators were too focused on JonBenet's parents and brother as suspects. The ex-prosecutor says that some had blinders on. It kept them from following the evidence. San Francisco city attorney is suing one of the city's biggest landlords, claiming that this property management company used, among other things, intimidation tactics to get renters out so they could jack up rents. A state appeals court is refusing to block new state laws that require car insurance companies base their rates on how we drive, not where we live. The court has denied a request from an insurance company lobbied for a stay blocking the implementation of these new rules. The Oakland A's are on a hot streak. They tied a major league record with their 15th straight win over one opponent, beating Seattle again last night, 4-0, and they head off to Kansas City with a good chance to pad their lead in the division. Sunny today, light fog to begin the day, afternoon highs 60s coastside to the mid-80s inland. Couple of traffic problems now in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. We're brought to you this time by Table for Six. Someone thought it'd be a good idea to pave on 92 eastbound between 1 and 280 this morning. We're not sure why, but it's happening, and traffic is bad through there as a result. Our apologies. 4 westbound before Contra Loma Boulevard, motorcycle down. That's all we have from CHP now. And we also just got an accident reported message. 101 northbound at Alameda Del Prado. Metering lights on, back up to the end of the parking lot. A lot of folks are stuck on the East Shore Freeway because of a crash in Richmond. And there was an earlier one in Hercules, so it's got things kind of bogged up as you make your way to the maze. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
When you sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet, you can do more for free in a secure online environment. You get instant access to free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You'll receive over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 8:38 a.m. on 960 a.m. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We are live at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, the Hotel Vitale. As we are most days, you can come down and see us and drink some of our coffee. Or listen to us interview our guests right now, howling at us. It's the author of DailyHowler.com, Mr. Bob Summerby, in the 410 area code. How's it going, Mr. Summerby?
Good morning, Will. I'm great today. I'm going to call a point of personal privilege for a little thing in the paper today that I found interesting.
And what that is?
It involves the death of General Alfredo Stroessner, the murderous Paraguayan dictator for 35 years.
Yeah, how did he slip by?
Passed away yesterday at age 93. Well, he went to Argentina and kept his head down. But I have to tell you, this is a little thing that just, you know, I do the press corps on the Daily Hour. The headline in the New York Times obituary was so New York Times. Here it is. There's one word that just I thought was General Alfredo Stroessner, colorful dictator of Paraguay. Colorful. Yeah, I'm reading this obituary, and I'm thinking really, to the headline, what part of this struck this headline writer? Is the part where the writer describes what would happen when they would drive the needles under the fingernails of the people they were torturing? I'm serious. I mean, it's an article that's really worth reading to remind us all of how kooky the human mind is and where we go if we're not careful. But it just struck me as so, oh my God, the idea that you could read this and say, well, what a colorful character this guy was. Anyway, it's just, it's very much worth reading, but Alfredo Stroessner, dead at 93.
There's a senator near you who has been, shall we say, a little indiscreet.
Speaking of colorful characters.
Virginia Senator George Allen running for re-election. Have we found out what macaca means?
Who knew? But apparently it's actually a word that floats around in sort of our own crackpot circles. Yeah, I guess you've discussed this, so you know your listeners will basically know what we're talking about.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Senator Allen was campaigning, and a young guy who was there videotaping his appearances for his rival, the Democrat Webb, and you know, campaigns basically do this now; they videotape each other. By the way, Senator Allen is so far down. People don't understand that Virginia to the southwest goes roughly as far west as Nebraska. You have no idea how far south and west Virginia goes. I mean, I've actually performed down there. It is so far away, you can't even believe how far this is. So he was near the Kentucky border. Maybe he'll say, I didn't know Virginia bordered Kentucky. Yes, it does. So way down in rural Virginia, he several times sort of unpleasantly referred to this young man as Makaka, which is a word I'd never heard before, but apparently it's a, and the young man is of Indian, Indian extraction, American state. He's born in Virginia, raised in Virginia, an Indian American. And he called him Makaka, which is sort of a slur for, I don't know what it is, it's a racial term. In certain circles. So, yeah, I get it. And of course, the comical thing is Senator Allen's attempts to explain why he would have said, he said the word twice. I mean, first he said I was a reference to his Mohawk haircut. Well, I,
he said he was
the word Makaka.
He said he was trying to say Mohawk.
I don't know. You know. He's given several explanations. I mean, really, it's like, he meant to say, this word just came out of his mouth. I you know, some people think he was appealing to the base with this racial talk. Apparently, I think he was trying to appeal to the base by speaking in tongues. This word just came out of his mouth for no reason.
We're speaking to Bob Summerby here in 960. The
but I'll tell you, I think it's kind of sad for Senator Allen. You know, he's actually been considered a, and been pushed as a possible presidential nominee in 08, kind of the true blue conservative front runner, as opposed to McCain and Giuliani, who are sort of Republican infidels. I think it's really too bad for Democrats if Allen self-destructs at this point, because, you know, I think he's someone Democrats could actually beat in 2008. It never seemed likely to me that he could get the nomination, but boy, I wish he would.
He stumbled over the first low hurdle.
Well, oh, no, my God. You know, I did a sort of a silly little local TV show with him in December. It was actually like this weekly cable show, Redskins Wrap Up, or some sort. It's a Redskins, hour-long Redskins, Washington. Now we're getting into other language. The Washington football team. The Washington Redskins, you know, weekly football show. And they actually had, were experimenting with having comedians on, which was a very bad idea. So I got to sit there for about an hour with the other guest, who was Senator Allen. And I got to say, you know, he just, I'm sure he must be a fairly bright guy, but he just comes off like such a doofus that I just keep thinking, boy, this guy, I would love to see him get nominated, but I'm afraid he's ruined it now.
Well, his father was a football coach at one time of the Washington.
Oh, yeah. No, his father, of course, is really a folk hero in the Washington area, because, you know, he won several Super Bowls with the Redskins. And George Allen the Younger actually played football at University of Virginia, so, you know, he's got a whole football thing. But there's a Republican we can beat in 08, so I think we should stop talking about this one.
Yeah, we said that about George Bush, too.
Yeah, well, he is sort of a George Bush type. He has that sort of good old boy, I'm dumber than you are approach, and I just don't think it's going to work another time around, but that's just, you know, it's too late now. He's not going to make it.
Well, we did beat Bush, but we just didn't get the count, that's all.
We didn't beat him by enough, apparently.
No.
We've got to win by 10% now. New rule.
Yeah, the lady with the hair did the count in Florida.
Yeah, right.
And the brother with the ballots did the count in Ohio.
There's a lot of funny counting going on around there. But and speaking of which, Senator Lieberman up in Connecticut, he didn't lose by enough, in my view. So now he's, you know, Lamont beat him last week, but only by under 4 points. And I don't know. I'm afraid that it's going to be a very messy couple of months for Democrats because of this.
Except that Hillary Clinton jumped right in there and gave a contribution, and almost every other Democrat is following suit.
Yeah, no, I think the party really reacted. I was thrilled. I mean, on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m., the morning after the election, starting with Senator Dodd and the other Connecticut senator, they held a big, you know, come-together meeting in Connecticut. Everyone endorsed Lamont, which is, of course, what a party should do. And, you know, I give Senator Dodd a lot of credit. He said at that meeting, Joe Lieberman is a very, very good friend of mine. Look, they've been the two senators from Connecticut for 18 years. And, of course, they probably are good friends. But they've all done, almost everyone in the party has done the right thing. They've all stood behind Lamont. But the guy, the Republican running in Connecticut, the Republican nominee, is a complete non-entity. He's going to get no votes. And Lieberman was and is quite popular among Connecticut Republicans, and independents. And he's, well, the first statewide poll after the, you know, the first general election statewide poll has him slightly ahead of Lamont. So it's going to be very interesting.
What about the Republican nominee?
Yeah, well, he's terrible. I mean, he's just a complete non-entity, and he's not going to get any votes.
Well, what's he polling at right now, 5, 6%?
Yeah, you know, and his whole campaign is built around explaining away his gambling debts, so it's not exactly a... He got barred from... He's too good at blackjack. He got barred from casinos, and it's, you know, this is...
Are you kidding?
No, no, absolutely, yeah. He got.
He sounds like he should be a Democrat.
Yeah, no, really, you know.
Or hanging out with Bill Bennett.
Yes.
He's the smartest Republican of all time because he's able to count cards and beat the casino, which makes him sound all right to me, but somehow this is supposed to be wrong when you're a candidate. Yeah, he got kicked out of casinos for counting cards, and so this is his, you know. So he's not going to get any votes, which means that it's Lamont versus Lieberman, basically, and Lieberman's very well regarded in the center and on the right of the Connecticut electorate. So,
but every time another Republican endorses him, I think he loses a little bit of support amongst independents.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, and look, I thought Lamont, you know, it would be fascinating if Lamont turned out to be a real talent. I mean, I think he's got some pretty good answers. He had a couple of very good TV appearances last week on Hardball. He's got a couple of good talking points. But, you know, it's just a simple matter of fact, he's an amateur and Lieberman isn't. I think it's going to be a little harder for him to articulate a full platform. I don't know.
But it's very unfortunate.
But this is a story that writes itself. Democrats in disarray.
You say that Lamont got bumped from the cover of Time?
Yeah, well, you know, I think he did by the whole London thing.
Yeah.
I was hoping when he won, well, great, you know, I want to see him on the cover of Time this week. Well, he's not on the cover of Time this week, and I think he might have been if the, you know, if the latest terror plot hadn't suddenly blown up out of nowhere. And I think that was very unfortunate for him. I mean, I was hoping that his victory would make him a sort of a new, sudden new star, new celebrity. And he certainly lost some of that.
There's 11 weeks left. It still could happen.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us, Bob Summerbee. Go check out his website, dailyholler.com.
Very colorful site.
Thank you, buddy.
See you later.
All right, buddy.
And for you Quake listeners, Ned Lamont will be joining Ed Schultz today between 1 and 4 here on 960 The Quake. Right now, the latest on all the JonBenét wrap-up news from John Scott.
8:49 on 960 The Quake. Thanks, Will. Here's what's happening this morning. The man accused of killing JonBenét Ramsey, now former Petaluma school teacher John Carr, says he wrote JonBenét's mother before she passed this past June and told her, quote, many things. The Ramsey family says Patsy knew before her death that there was a potential suspect in her daughter's murder, and they were close to making an arrest. Once again, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to send Barry Bonds' personal trainer Greg Anderson back to a Dublin jail if he refuses to testify about Bonds' alleged steroid use. The international airport in Beirut has reopened to traffic for the first time since its runways were bombed by Israel over a month ago. The ceasefire is still holding. The backlash against AOL's recent release of its customer search requests continues. It's a complicated story. San Francisco's Electronic Frontier Foundation has now filed a Federal Trade Commission complaint that alleges AOL's goof was, in fact, not that at all, but that breach was intentional. Company spokesman is reiterating earlier descriptions of that breakdown as a mistaken release by a bumbling researcher. Traffic this hour. Antioch, Highway 4 westbound, motorcycle down. Tow truck on the way, very slow, as usual, through Antioch. Richmond on the East Shore Freeway westbound before Carlson, now out of the lanes and on the shoulder. But from Richmond all the way up to the maze, it's going to be a slow slog this morning because of some earlier troubles at a couple other places. They've since been cleared out. Quake weather, sunny today. Light fog to begin our day. Afternoon high, 60s coastside to the mid-80s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE. Or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals are mission.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
What would Willie do? Every morning we ask the mayor a question, a local, national, or international, important every day. He dips deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity his years of public service have invested him with. In a segment we call, What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor.
I'm here.
Without naming names, let's say you're the challenging Democratic candidate for a senator in a red, red, red state against an incumbent whose father was a sports hero legend for the entire area, and your opponent uses a marginal racial epithet against one of your campaign operatives. Obviously, you're going to use this somehow. But how? Do you highlight it, or you take the high road, saying this is a personal matter between the two men? What would Willie do?
You go all over America, and you play that back in every East Indian community there is, and you raise thousands of dollars to make sure that you are competitive on all the other issues in that state. You can't afford to have this guy in the U.S. Senate with such a loose tongue. And believe me, the East Indian community in America is a very powerful community in every way, highly educated, highly gifted,
and in many cases, able to do contributing. That's what I would do with that slurred remark.
So it's about money.
It is about going to the constituency that's...
It's about money.
It's about going to the constituency that would be offended by that remark, and I don't think they live in Virginia.
So Webb goes to other states to raise money?
Absolutely. Goes all over the country. Goes to Fremont, comes to San Francisco, goes all over the country. And that beautiful, crisp British accent that tells me my American Express is overdrawn will make a contribution.
Macaca. I have no idea what that means.
Well, I can tell you that it refers to a group of monkeys.
Yes, it's a genus of monkey.
That's what they say in the newspaper, and it's been used as a slur.
I've never heard it before. I got to admit, I thought it was a made-up word when I first heard it.
No, I didn't think it was a made-up word. I knew that this guy knew what he was talking about and knew what he intended to convey.
I thought it was Mukhtada.
No.
Wasn't that the name of the Lion King?
That's what you said yesterday. Mufasa. Some of you said yesterday.
Mufasa, yeah.
I didn't join in that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew...
Sidney Mineta, you haven't seen The Lion King yet?
Oh, no. I've seen The Lion King. Right. But I knew that he was not being complimentary. And to give you a character in The Lion King is complimentary.
Yeah,
and, of course, he wasn't being complimentary.
No.
He was being... awful.
Yeah.
And
well, we know what caca means in Spanish.
And he got caught.
And macaca would mean...
And to show you how insincere he actually was and how dishonest he is about it, to come back and say, oh, it was a haircut I thought I was talking about. How can Mohawk be macaca? Yeah. I don't think so.
Not even close.
No.
Not a match.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie at 8:58 this Thursday morning, August 17th. One more day in the workday. Coming up, of course, the publisher and head guy, the wing commander of the San Francisco Bay Guardian, Bruce Brugman, will be with us. And then later on in the 9 o'clock hour, David Spark with the Spark Minute. Keeping it real with Will and Willie at 9:60 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. Drug maker Merck has lost a second battle over its painkiller Vioxx. Associated Press reporting a jury has found the company knowingly misrepresented or failed to disclose information about the drug to a man who had a heart attack after taking Vioxx. The Ramsey family is reacting to the arrest of John Mark Carr in the death of JonBenet Ramsey some 10 years ago. CNN's Ed McCarthy reports live. They have some very pointed comments.
Dave, the sister of Patsy Ramsey came out fighting after learning the suspect...